Each of them is going to have their own little background story. You'll be able to find out like where Beau lives or Marsha's favorite restaurant or Todd's favorite kid place to go. So I'm hoping that will create a little bit more depth to them and people can really kind of identify themselves with the monsters.
Hello and welcome to the Beaumont Beat. We are a video podcast that moves with the heartbeat of the city of Beaumont. We are broadcasting today from the Nature Center and Gift Shop located in the heart of Terrell Park. There are a ton of cute Beaumont-centric gifts here, including some Christmas fun new ornaments and presents for the holiday season. I'm Lauren Monitz, your host for today's episode, and we have a ton of special guests from the Beaumont CVB, which is a convention and visitors bureau, or as they're more affectionately called, Come Visit Beaumont. Welcome Sadie Atha, our first guest. She's the marketing manager here. We're gonna learn all about their brand new online gift shop, Gobo Gifts, and we'll introduce you to the CVB's newest and cutest mascots. But before we get to that, let's talk about a few things happening around the city. Animal Care is holding their first ever open house at the Doghouse. If you've been interested in fostering or learning more, come out Friday, November 17th from 5 to 7 to tour the facility. The city will also be closed Friday, November 10th for Veterans Day and November 23rd and 24th for Thanksgiving. There will be no city council meetings November 14th or 28th. At the end of the month, Wednesday, November 29th, we'll be hosting our 6th annual Beaumont Christmas tree lighting, beginning at 5:30. There'll be food trucks, fireworks, holiday movies, and festivities you don't want to miss. You'll even be able to go sledding on some real snow. And now let's shift our attention to today's show. The new digital gift shop for Gobo Gifts just launched, has been a long time in the making. Tell us a little bit about where this idea came from.
So the idea came from the inspiration that's already here in Terrell Park. There's a gift shop here, and we wanted to create a website to show all the gifts that we can offer, that visitors can come not only to the gift shop in person, but online, and they can send gifts to their loved ones, their family, their friends, as well as the community too, to be able to showcase all the things that we offer in Beaumont.
That's a great idea. So when you're away at college, you get a little taste of home or like the foodies who are craving some of the spices here. I love that.
Oh yeah.
And then we have these cute new mascots behind us. Please tell us who these fun friends are.
Oh, I'm really excited to share this. So these are our new mascots for GoboGifts.com. The face of the whole brand is actually Bo. He's a little bee, and in his personality and his person is actually the word go Bo, and the Bo is like his little teeth. I really like doing that. And he is just the face of Beaumont. He loves everything about Beaumont. We want visitors to see him and love Beaumont too. And we tried to put as much of Beaumont into him. We even has little oil derricks on his spindle tops.
Spindle tops. Oh, yeah. I love it. When are we going to be able to buy those?
Hopefully soon. And then we have Marsha, and she just is the perfect representative of Cattail Marsh, birding, outdoors, nature. So for anybody who loves like the outdoors in general, can shop her collection, and she is just the face of that. And then we have Todd. Love Todd. He is a little kid, and I have a daughter, and so I'm excited to buy gifts for her, using him as a little representative of that. That we're gonna have like gifts, stuffed animals, and little clothing items. Todd the toddler.
Love
yes.
It.
And then lastly, to wrap it all up, we have Ellie, our exclamation point, and she is gonna have some stuff that is coming soon. You'll learn more about that in a minute. And together they spell BMT with an exclamation point.
Love it. So much thought and effort went into every single one of these little guys.
Oh yeah, I'm really excited to share them with everybody.
And we heard a few more might be on the way, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Okay, cool. So those are the Bo Monsters. Anything else you want people to know about them?
They're just really excited to be part of the community, and not only the community, but also make travelers and visitors feel welcome to the city and be part of the community as well.
Yeah. How did you come up with each's personality?
It was really a group effort. I kind of started with Bo, and when I shared Bo, the whole team came together and we all just created this whole personality set for every single monster, and it was such a fun experience.
Well, did one of them have Taylor Swift lyrics? I kind of remember.
I think one is in their Fearless era.
Perfect. Perfect. And then can we shop for these things locally as well as online, or how would someone go about purchasing these items?
GoBoGifts.com. Go to the website, and it is live, so you can purchase things starting now. And we will have some of these items at Main Street Market and at Terrell Park Nature Center.
Thank you, Sadie. We love hearing about this and we're excited to see where the collection grows.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So now we have with us John Beaver, who is the ecotourism manager. We're going to talk a little bit about what a CVB is and what they do for both the community and visitors. So welcome, John.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
So let's get right into it. What is a CVB? We get a lot of acronyms here in the city.
The CVB is Convention and Visitors Bureau. We're responsible for promoting Beaumont as a tourism destination. We do that through a few ways. We go places and promote Beaumont. We have advertisements in nationwide publications, roadside advertisements on the highway, on billboards. We've got a really awesome website where you can find everything you'd want to know about what to do in Beaumont. We promote local events. We do that on the marketing side of things. The sales team goes out and gets business to come to Beaumont for conventions, gatherings, that sort of thing.
And for someone who says there's nothing to do in Beaumont, what would you say?
I would say you're wrong.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I would also say you're wrong, but your website has tons and tons of things to do. You guys do roundups every month on social.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to make that information easy for people to see. We want people to go one click and know exactly what to do in Beaumont, whether it's a Tuesday or a Saturday or whatever. We try and get that as concise as we can. Whether it be from our website, visit BeaumontTX.com, or on one of our socials.
Perfect. And then how do bringing visitors to Beaumont really impact the locals? There's a big economic impact.
Tons, yeah. I mean, the people who come to visit, they spend money in our area. That helps jobs. It sustains jobs. It helps businesses grow. They stay in our hotels, and it's just the economic impact is the biggest thing, but it also helps the atmosphere of the town. I think that in a time where it's easy to find negativity, positivity is what sells. And having people here that want to come and do things in Beaumont is really important. And that's kind of what we're trying to do, get people to come stay in our hotels, spend their money here, help out, grow the city.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't know that actually one of the biggest draws to the area is birding, which you specialize in or have learned to specialize in.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so birding, I, as you said, ecotourism manager, I focus specifically on what to do outside. And our strategy lately has focused mainly on birding. And if you don't know, birding is a huge industry. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. So we want a piece of that pie. Cattail Marsh, where I spend a lot of my time working, we have one of the best places in Southeast Texas to watch some birds, and we attract folks from all over, not just the country, but the world, to Beaumont. There were some people before me who identified that, and we've been really successful way to promote Beaumont and attract new visitors. So we have the education center out there that we do free programming at. We have tours every week, so if you want to come out and see the marsh, learn a little bit about the wildlife, the birds in particular, come out and visit us out there.
I think that is one of the things locals don't realize of how diverse our area is. You're an hour from the Big Thicket, which is really cool woodsy area. You're an
Absolutely.
Hour from the beach, and it's not just good for humans to explore these places, but the wildlife too. So
mm-hmm. Most definitely.
And then a lot of these, all of these funds perhaps go back into the programming and the running of Cattail Marsh?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% of the proceeds go back to Cattail Marsh. So when you're buying from Gobo Gifts, you're supporting a really good cause. Everything we do from a Convention and Visitors Bureau standpoint, we're doing it with the visitor in mind. We want people visiting Beaumont to have something to do. We want a lot of time for it to be free or low cost. So everything at Cattail Marsh is free, and it's funded through, this is one of the ways it's funded, is Gobo Gifts. But also, if you're a local here, live in Beaumont or the surrounding area, just know that this is available to you too. You should come out, you should see the marsh, get outside, build a birdhouse or make a bird feeder. I've got some really good coworkers who work out there who are great to know, can tell you what you want to do, where you want to go. If you want to go see a particular bird, if you're into birding already, and they'll point in the right direction, or if you just want to go see an alligator or a river otter or a bald eagle, come out to the marsh.
I love that. There's free yoga for adults. There's free kids crafts every Saturday for kids.
Absolutely.
Free van tours. People do not realize how many free attractions you guys provide to the whole community. So
definitely
really appreciate that. And then before we say goodbye to you, talk a little bit about just the importance of having local pride and why these Beaumont shirts are so good for the community.
Okay, well, from like a marketing standpoint, it's really good branding. When you go out in the community and not just Beaumont and you're wearing that, it gets people curious about what it is. But it also shows that like you care about where you're from. You're proud enough to support Beaumont as the city you live in. And I think we should all be proud, because if we want a better city, you've got to invest in it, not necessarily financially or, you know, with money, but like with effort, with time, with positivity. So that's important. That's one little way you can show it.
Love it. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
So next with us, we have the beautiful and lovely Juliana
Thank you.
Davila, who is the digital media specialist. She's the one who created this website.
Yes. So I didn't create it, but I'm working on our Visit Beaumont TX website. John worked on our Shopify site, which is our e-commerce site that we're using for Gobo Gifts. And so I'm kind of helping to integrate that onto our regular website so people know that it exists and can click to it really easily.
And then give me a little history about, a little more detail on these guys, their backstory. Like, you guys spent a lot of time coming up with these personalities.
So Sadie helped to design them. So the way that they look, she kind of took care of, but it was kind of a collaborative effort for what they would look like and kind of what they would represent, which was really nice. And so each of them is going to have their own little background story on the website, which I'm really excited about. We're kind of working on all that together. But you'll be able to find out like where Bo lives, or Marsha's favorite restaurant, or Todd's favorite kid place to go, which is really exciting. So I'm hoping that that will create a little bit more depth to them, and people can really kind of identify themselves with the monsters.
Perfect. I like to identify myself with the biggest one because she looks the hungriest.
Yeah, Marsha's my favorite too, but I just like that she's like nature girl and cattail marsh, and I like her teeth too because they're just... Yeah. Like little fangs.
Very cute. Let's do a quick FAQs, just quick hits. First thing off the top of your head, ready?
Yes.
How does the CVB benefit locals as well as tourists?
So one of the missions of a convention and visitors bureau is to attract visitors and attract tourists, and that can help our economy in the city. So every time a visitor comes in and spends a night in a hotel or spends money at a restaurant or buys something, it helps to promote all of our businesses, it helps to create jobs and sustain jobs, and then it just also helps to keep our city growing and developing in a positive way.
Love it. And then what are some other projects the CVB has in the works that people can look forward to? Ooh,
that's a good question. So we're working on, obviously, Gobo Gifts, keeping our website updated. I've been working on the Spanish version of our website to be a little bit more inclusive and diverse. I know that we're also helping with a couple of events. So Mardi Gras is coming up. That's our big one that we're kind of looking forward to. So kind of a lot of little things in our back pockets.
Awesome. And then where can people go to find out this information? What are our socials? Where can they say there's nothing to do? You say,
That's not so true. There's always something to do. So you just have to look in the right place. So we have it on our website, on our calendar of events, which our website is visitbeaumonttx.com. It's also on our social media pages, which are all at Visit Beaumont TX. We have Facebook and Instagram that we use quite a bit. And so all of those things are updated constantly, and we also do an event roundup, and so it's not that hard to find something to do. You have to look in the right place.
And I know y'all are big on the DEI and inclusivity. Tell me how that was integrated into these little guys too.
Oh, that's a great question too. So we have our different monsters. So we have Bo, we have Marsha, we have Todd, we have Ellie, who's our monster with one arm and three eyes. And so she's kind of our a representative of a little bit more inclusion, and just kind of giving them their personalities that are not necessarily based on a certain demographic or a certain stereotype, so that they can be inclusive for everybody. So you can see yourself in a little bit of Bo, a little bit of Marsha, a little bit of Todd, a little bit of Ellie.
Love it. Perfect. Yeah. Anything else you want to add about this?
I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody doing their Christmas shopping, holiday shopping, and seeing Beaumont kind of spread all around the country.
Absolutely. Any specific gift you would recommend that they go buy before it sells out?
Ooh, that's a good one. I love our hats. I think they're really great, super colorful. And our Arctic tumblers are fantastic. Anytime I give one of those to a friend or coworker or whoever, we use them constantly. Yeah. I use one in my office all the time.
I saw some cute new socks came out too.
Yeah, I love our socks too.
So lots of good gifts for them to find, basically.
Good gifts. Something for everybody.
Something for everybody. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren.
Our final guest of the day is Susan Jackson, Tourism Manager. Welcome. Mm-hmm. who is going to introduce us to the new gift boxes, which are a really exciting partnership to showcase some of the local companies, local businesses. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's exciting. I mean, what better way is it to get a gift full of just mini gifts for itself? It's very easy.
All the gifts.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's like all in one. So the gift boxes are something that we're just bringing in new this year. So the first one is a little bit Taste of Beaumont. So we all know, like, Beaumont is, like, full of flavors. So what better way to do that? And then putting in some of our local favorites. So we have 1701 barbecue sauce, Tex Joy. We have even a little bit of collection of Leo's dressing. And I don't want to give too much away. But
there are recipes for those of us who do not know how to
yes,
cook.
Yes,
perfect.
Yes.
Me a little cheat sheet.
Yeah, included. But it's a way to actually work with the locals and kind of just bringing all the flavors to Texas in a box and sharing them with everybody outside. Or if they're coming in, like, oh, I got this, so let's go visit this place. And it's just creating a fun way of gift giving.
I love that. As a northerner, I would crave this Cajun food so much. You don't even understand.
Yeah,
and my family's like, how do I get this? So now we have a good way to send it to them.
Exactly. If you leave hungry, then that's your fault.
Yeah,
you
know, 100%. Yeah. And then I heard there's one for my four-legged friends, too, my fur babies.
Yeah, so we love all of our fur babies. So, of course, it's going to be the Beaumont Bark Box.
I love
so yeah, it's really cute, but they're really important to us. So whenever we travel or visitors are coming in, we're bringing in the whole family.
Oh, those are my children.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we want. And so not only do we have a little bit of items for them, but we have places that they can go with us too. So we have the world's largest working fire hydrant down at the Fire Museum of Texas. And so that's there. And then places to eat. We have long walking paths here with them. So It's just a festive way to kind of just enjoy everybody. Just
come on
into
in a
the
gift
city.
Box. I
exactly.
Love it. Wrapped up with a ribbon, hopefully.
To
Maybe.
Be determined.
To be determined.
Yes, yes.
Anything else you want to share about this cool initiative?
I just think it's just really important with the Beaumonsters. You know, we just really want to make sure that Beaumont is on the map for people that do come in visiting. And we have to have pride in our city and our culture, because that's what actually puts us on the map itself. And to have the Beaumonsters here to represent each one of us, and a visitor can attach itself to a Beaumonster. And it's like, I'm Beau for the day, and just go travel with Beau. You know, so I just think all together, it's such a good way to get Beaumont involved, already on the map, but have a bigger presence in the city and
the
state.
Absolutely. One of the first questions I got about this, actually, is, are they going to be stuffed animals, or can I buy the monsters at some point?
Oh my gosh, there's so many ideas, so stay tuned, to be determined. So that's like follow along.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been a great introduction to the CVB, Gobo Gifts, and their new mascots, the Beaumonsters. We're about out of time today, but before we do, we wanted to thank all those that came out to the community cleanup last week. We picked up 2,300 pounds of trash, and congratulations to Ward 1 for winning the competition. If you couldn't make it, you can always help Beautify Beaumont anytime by contributing to the new Beautify Beaumont Fund. Just contact the Water Customer Service Department at 409-866-0023 to have a voluntary $2 donation added to your monthly utility bill, which supports efforts like planting, public art and murals, and the cleanup events. Drop a comment and let us know what topics you'd like to see in future episodes of the Beaumont Beat. These are broadcasts on the city's Facebook and YouTube pages, or if you prefer to listen only, search for the Beaumont Beat on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Hit that like button and subscribe to us on all your favorite social media platforms. Just search City of Beaumont. To know what's going on in your city, I'm Lauren Monitz, Communications Director for the City of Beaumont. Tune in next time to our Beaumont Beat, where we move with the heartbeat of the city.